Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's time for Max Pack.
Diving right back into it, 7 o'clock on a Wednesday, October 1st. Little shout out to the Olathe East girls tennis team. Yeah. They're headed out to Bonner Springs for a big match today.
Let's go.
I think Coach Reynolds has got them listening in the van on the way out there to Bonner Springs.
Let's
Delaney
go.
Kicked some ass today, all right? Dad's proud of you. Love you. I know I'm embarrassing you right now, and that's great.
And that's perfect.
I love it.
Exactly
yeah.
what
Speaking
we want.
Speaking of driving.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn it. Now I'm going to get embarrassed.
You don't know this. You looked at me like I have 10 heads, and you're going to look at me even more like I've got 10 heads. So I'm driving down Metcalf yesterday.
Is there a Lexus in front of you?
There is.
Is it one that looks familiar in the parking lot?
Yep, it is.
Oh, boy.
It's got the Tennessee plates.
Oh, boy.
And all of a sudden, I see his back end go straight up in the air, slammed on the brakes, right?
He was on his cell phone, didn't
he? He was.
Yeah, I knew it.
On the phone.
I was.
On the phone. And
did Dad call him immediately?
Immediately.
Yes, I did. He goes, hello, and I go, what did I say?
Get off your phone.
Right? And you're like, damn it, he saw me.
Hey, at least he like, cares.
Yeah, of course.
And then he says to me, if I got into an accident, would you have stopped? I go, of course I would
Which
have stopped.
Which I knew the answer. That was me just wanting to hear how much he loves me. You
yeah.
Know?
I would just kept driving like, geek.
Geek.
But I mean, I saw your back. Like, you slammed on those brakes.
It was a little
that
scary.
Back end went up in the air. Like, it was not minor. It was
no,
not.
No, it was my fault.
It was a bad deal. Like, it would have been multiple cars that got smashed. And I look at him. He's on his phone. Hey, Field Yates just sent a tweet about fantasy football. You're putting everybody in jeopardy over Twitter.
Thank you, Bob.
Did you know when I was calling that I had seen it? Because, I mean, my car is very noticeable.
Oh, very noticeable. Yeah, you were far enough ahead, though. I was like, he may have seen it, but it's going to be close. But
yeah.
I was like, the timing was too coincidental. I was like, damn it, I got to answer this.
And so for those asking, yes, I do it through my Bluetooth, through Apple CarPlay.
Yep, yes.
I said, please call via Siri, call Mac Maury. Dials a phone. Hello? Put your phone down. Damn, he saw me.
Dang it. I've been pounded this week.
So, Dad's always watching is the thing, right? You think you're going to drink this weekend? Dad knows.
Be careful, Delaney. He's watching.
I got eyeballs. I told the kids. I got eyeballs all around this city.
He knows people, guys. Josh had to tell me that. All right, let's start with Max Pack, baby. Number 5.
Oh, man. You don't want to get into the picture there?
Oh, Clang with the line of the year
this
still.
Is amazing. Decade. All right. let's do some Max Pack. This list, based on who will hoist a Lombardi trophy in February, it's not some, whatever power rankings. This is talking about the real big picture. Okay,
right.
Baby, let's start at number 5. Detroit Lions. This team, man. Dan Campbell is here. He's arrived. This guy's legit. We were talking about Todd Bowles being legit. Dan Campbell,
yeah.
he's serious. You know, the coordinators leave. He's a leader. These guys just want to play for him. And guess what? I think he took a copy of Ben Johnson's playbook. They're still really creative on offense. They can score. They had that bad week one against the Packers. Since then, they've been one of the best teams in football.
You used the most important word there when you're talking about a head coach leader. Give me somebody that people want to follow and play for and work for and live for, man. And that is him, man. It's Dan Campbell.
All five of these teams are going to have a solidified identity. And Dan Campbell does that in droves. I mean, they just have an identity of that they would go die on the field for Dan Campbell. They're aggressive on fourth down. They know who they are, and that's so important in this league. Number four is the Los Angeles Rams.
Okay.
They know who they are, too. They rely on Matt Stafford. They rely on what could be the offensive player of the year in Puka Nacua, right? They've got Kyron Williams. Yep. Davante Adams is not showing his age by any
means.
He's
been really good. I'm surprised. Great. Yeah, he was, you know, also in bad situations. Now he's in a good situation. Exactly. It's amazing what happens when you play in a good situation.
Exactly. And his game has never been predicated on speed or burst. He's a great route runner with great hands. It's going to stay for a while, especially when you got Stafford slinging it to you. That defense can fly around. Buffalo Bills at number three. This is, you could argue they're number one, number two, number three. They're at worst number three. They just have not. They played the Ravens. We know what the Ravens are right now. It was an incredible comeback in week one. Since then, it's the Saints and a couple of other crappy teams.
I think 1-12.
Yeah, is their combined record of the teams that they've beaten.
You play who you play.
Exactly. That's right. You play who you play. I'm just going to put them at three here for now, but this team is elite and Josh Allen's special. I don't know if they're amazing at anything outside of what Josh Allen is in control of.
But they're good at everything.
They're good at everything, exactly. Yeah. I don't know what they're amazing at.
The Eagles got a challenge this Sunday night.
Damn right. It's a big AFC East division matchup against the New England Patriots. The Buffalo Bills will be wearing their new icy uniforms, which we love. Those icy white uniforms.
Who's singing that song, So Icy?
Vanilla Icy?
I don't know.
You know, he stole that from Queen. Ice, baby.
Philadelphia Eagles at number two. This is a team kind of like the Chiefs we mentioned last year. They can win in any way. Sometimes it's ugly. Zero passing yards in the second half. It's not what you want when you've got A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert. But they won. That's what matters, right? We preached it all last season. I'd be hypocritical if I was, you know, dogging on them. Wow, zero. Yes, it is a concern, something that needs to be remedied. But the fact that they are able to just do that is impressive. The running game is something that I bet my antenna on as well. Saquon hasn't been as explosive, as dominant. That offensive line may be a tick back, but still, the Eagles just can do pretty much everything well when they're asked to. And then they were number five last week. People preaching on the text line, wow, Mac, you're biased. What are you doing here, man? We're down in the dumps. We're screwed. Have you seen this? We're going to be 1-3. The Baltimore Ravens are coming to town. It's the Kansas City Chiefs.
There you go.
It's
standing ovations. Well played. Very well done. So you listen to Dad. Yes. Now if you just put your damn cell phone down while you're driving.
That's exactly right. I just got to start doing that.
Also, look how nice Dad looks this morning.
I know. Dad looks great.
Got a big job interview later on today. Yeah.
Don't say that.
There's an opening. Hey, before you announce your bottom feeders, I don't know if this judges any sort of, or if this day merits any sort of change.
Yeah.
There's a benching of a starting quarterback in the NFL as official today.
Cleveland?
Joe Flacco's out. Joe Dylan Gabriel's
officially
in.
Out.
And that doesn't move the needle.
Okay. They're still at the bottom?
Well, yeah. I mean, but if they were to put Shedeur Sanders in, I think there'd be some excitement about that. You'd be like, yeah, baby, let's go.
Dylan Gabriel, over under 1.5 batted passes this week.
Batted?
Yeah.
Over.
Okay.
Over.
He's tiny.
He's my height.
Yeah.
Like, legitimately, we're like, very similar.
Why are you doing this in Cleveland? What are we doing here? Just start the guy so everybody can either open the book on Shedeur Sanders and think he's good or close the book and realize he's not good.
Well,
either way.
Give it 2 weeks.
Yeah, that is true. So my bottom feeders, the Browns come in at number five. They stink out loud, obviously. The thing is, though, I hate to say this, but it's kind of reminiscent of the Royals. Like World Series rotation, minor league offense all year. The Browns kind of got a Super Bowl defense.
They really have a good defense.
And a minor league offense. Like, the UFL's looking at the Browns going, we're better than that. We're the UFL. Number four for me, the Dolphins. They come in at number four. They're now sitting there, oh, and whatever they are. They're just, you know, losing their best player, obviously. They stink out loud.
Yeah,
so
they're bad.
The Miami Dolphins come in at number four. The Saints come in at number three this week. I'm not sure what they do right. Down in New Orleans, so they're coming in at number three. Number two are the J-E-T-S, Jets, Woo. Jets. 13 penalties, 3 turnovers in that game. That's a bad performance. When you have that many penalties and turnovers, that is a reflection on your head coach. You've got to straighten that kind of stuff up, man. That's discipline. That's following the rules. That's doing what you're supposed to do. That's showing you have control over an organization. 13 penalties, 3 fumbles is not a good look for a coach who said he was going to clean things up. And then at number one, well, it's Tennessee. I mean, I don't think there's a worse organization right now in the NFL than the Tennessee Titans. They don't have a head coach. They have a quarterback that's telling everybody their ass.
He's keeping a buck.
I mean, it's great. It's better than sitting there and telling everybody we're close. We're only this play away. We're doing some good things. We all got eyes. We can all see that Tennessee Titan team is really, 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 really bad, and they don't do much of anything good, including, you know, with their head coach. They need to make a move there on their head coach, move on from him, and change things up, because it is a bad situation down there in Tennessee when you got your quarterback saying this.
I mean, we keeping a buck right now. We ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love that quote. It's great.
That's quarter of the year so far.
I mean, we keeping a buck right now. We ass.
They're. They belong in their own lists, their own bottom feeders. They are disgustingly bad.
I'm just glad the kids are still using buck. We used to use that all the time when I was in college.
I mean, if we keeping a buck right now, we ass.
Mm-hmm. Used to be a show on MTV called Buck Wild. It lasted one season. God, Dylan Gabriel.
That doesn't excite anybody.
I mean, he was
anybody.
Drafted ahead of Shador, so technically he should get the opportunity, according to projections, right? Like, you took this guy ahead of him, he's gonna get, gosh, but he's gonna get so many. They play Detroit.
Oh, they play Detroit. Oh no, that's not gonna be good. They should give him like a few weeks. They should just give everyone a couple weeks.
We taking Aiden Hutchinson over 1.5 sacks this week. Good lord, that game might be 55-10, and the 10 might be because they get a lucky like scoop and score on Jared Goff, not seeing like a first quarter blitz from Garrett.
Yeah, from Miles. Yep, exactly.
Oh my god,
Dylan Gabriel. God,
like again,
that doesn't even sound like a quarterback's name.
These folks forget in the NFL, this is an entertainment business. Dylan Gabriel doesn't entertain anybody. He doesn't move the needle. You're not saving your job by putting Dylan Gabriel in there as quarterback. Play Shador Sanders.
Yeah, do it.
I mean, obviously, what do you have to lose if you're Stefanski, your 2-time coach of the year?
They're going to draft a quarterback next year, aren't they?
Probably.
They're going to have to.
They have to.
Who?
I don't know.
Nessmeyer.
Yeah, none of these. I mean, that's a different topic for a different day, but none of these guys are really skyrocketing. Who? Yeah. I mean, over there in Miami, our guy that we don't like, Carson Beck, has played really well this season.
Yeah, he's been probably the best steady quarterback.
Is he back with the Kavanagh twin?
Well, he's playing good now. He should be.
He should, absolutely. That's the way it should work.
Gosh, what a pull that would be.
That'd be crazy. Yeah, Nussmeier, you mentioned Drew Aller. I don't know,
man. Klubnik's in there. He's another quarterback that's coming out.
Yep, Klubnik. Yep, none of these guys are moving the needle. I'm not like...
None of these guys are like, oh, we need to tank for this guy.
No. And you should never tank for anybody. I mean, you know, nobody was tanking for Mahomes, and he was the best quarterback in that draft. Yeah, the suck for luck thing went well.
People were sucking for Caleb Williams. The real pick, at least right now, looks to be Jaden Daniels at number two.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Cincinnati plays Detroit this week.
We'll see how it all.
Oh, okay.
I mean, at the end of
Cleveland plays in London at 8:30 a.m. against the Minnesota Vikings. Brian we get Flores. Carson Wentz versus Dylan Gabriel in London.
You're welcome.
Oh, wow.
You're welcome to the British.
Yeah.
That's like beans on toast.
Yeah, exactly. You gave us beans on toast. We give you Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah. I mean, like, literally, like, we can sell the NFL anywhere. Sell us on this one, Dylan Gabriel and Carson Wentz.
Woo!
But we'll here's the deal. Carson Wentz looks just like your prince.
That's right, he does. Yeah, they may think the prince is playing.
We figured
it
out.
Yeah.
What the hell's Harry doing out there?
Yeah. Is he the one married to Meghan?
Yes. Yeah.
He's the one that wants to.
So he's the one who's kind of
privacy.
Banned from England right now, right?
Yeah. Double kind of shunned him.
Yeah, but I think he's getting his way back in. I think they're working on things.
They
like,
just want their privacy.
And then they do a documentary about how they want their privacy.
They just want their privacy.
Then stay off social media. Yes. Stay out of the news. Don't do documentaries. It's very simple to have your privacy. Ask Mac, except when he's driving a Metcalf.
You have no privacy when Dad's watching. Get into one word.
Dad sees it. One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. 1, 2, 3.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
1, 2, 3.
Oatmeal raisin.
Almost oatmeal raisin season, baby.
It is oatmeal raisin season. Yeah, it's October. Officially oatmeal raisin season. If you look at the calendar, it says that. ORS.
One word, baby, on the first day of MLB playoffs.
Special. And I could use anxiety. Mm-hmm. I could use pitch because every pitch matters. It's a really good day. The Dodgers and Reds was decent enough with a couple of home runs early on. You can check out of that one. But those first three games, man, came down to the end for all of them. It was great.
Yeah, the one word I'll use is electric. I mean, it just everything. I mean, yeah, the only game that sucked yesterday was the Dodgers game at the end. Teoscar Hernandez and Shohei Ohtani both hitting two home runs each. Par for the course there. Cincinnati, probably the worst team in the playoffs out of all of them. But yeah, it's electric, man. Like yesterday, just Cleveland and Detroit with those two hosses on the mound.
And then Hosey gets on third with, the start, air. the ninth, the whole shebang. And you're thinking, all right, we're going to score. I'm like, oh.
And then you get the Yankees Red Sox game where it's just, I mean, Crochet going up against Freed,
so
which
fun.
Is weird that it's spelled Fried. It's pronounced Freed. The English words are just amazing to
makes
me.
Makes no sense, yeah.
Max Fried. It's Freed, actually. But it says Kentucky. So is it Kentucky Freed Chicken?
It is. Well, now it is. If he wins a World Series in New York, they will rebrand. They don't even use Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore. It's now KFC, I think, is the official name.
It's chicken.
Yeah.
I
don't think it's technically Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore. I think it's just KFC for kitchen fried chicken.
I don't even know they can say chicken. Chicken.
WNBA went crazy yesterday. Nafisa Collier, Fee, as the players over there in the WNBA call her. She went off on WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert about, well, I'll just let you listen to her.
So first of all, I'd like to congratulate the Mercury for advancing to the finals. And I want to be clear, this conversation is not about winning or losing. It's about something much bigger. The real threat to our league isn't money, it isn't ratings, or even missed calls, or even physical play. It's the lack of accountability from the league office. Since I've been in the league, you've heard the constant concerns about officiating, and it has now reached levels of inconsistency that plague our sport and undermine the integrity in which it operates. Whether the league cares about the health of the players is one thing, but to also not care about the product we put on the floor is truly self-sabotage. Year after year, the only thing that remains consistent is the lack of accountability from our leaders.
Wow.
Yep, she called out the leaders, the refs. She called out everything. It was over 4 minutes of that eloquent speech there from
Fee. She called out Caitlin Clark, too.
No, she didn't.
Oh, she. Which one did?
The commissioner called out Caitlin Clark.
And she brought it up about Kathy saying, yeah, Caitlin Clark, you know, she
should be lucky that we have. Yeah,
she should be thanking me for giving her this platform.
No, you should be thanking Caitlin Clark for wanting to play in your league.
Yep.
Right? Because that league is, up until Caitlin Clark, up until recently, had been a dead stick. Nobody was watching the WNBA. You got Caitlin Clark, you get Angel Reese, you get Paige Beckers. I mean, the gal from Missouri.
Sophie
out there, you know, just destroying every love it, right? Fun. The WNBA, just like any sport, is a vehicle for the athletes to do their job. If the athletes aren't out there doing their job and bringing in the fans, then the league doesn't exist. The league exists because of the players. The players don't exist because of the league.
Yeah.
And when you have a gal like Caitlin Clark out there or a guy like Patrick Mahomes and they do so much to raise the image of the league, you better be bowing down at the feet. And that commissioner released a statement yesterday, never denied she said any of that kind of stuff. Nope. If she's talking trash on Caitlin Clark, she's got to go. Yeah. There's no room for you at the end. Now, I will say this. The Colliers own that 3-on-3 women's basketball league, too.
Yeah,
so
unrivaled.
They own a direct competition to the WNBA. So there may be a little bit of that's being played there. But if this commissioner doesn't back Caitlin Clark, she needs to go.
I feel like I would have asked the commissioner, do you have any idea how to stop the dildo pandemic that's happening in your sport? Because of the comment that she made about Caitlin Clark. Because someone texted and said, she said Caitlin Clark should be on her knees thanking her lucky stars for the platform of the WNBA. Kit Bent.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark was a superstar in college. She could never have even didn't have to play in the WNBA, and she was set for life.
She doesn't need you. You need her.
100%.
How many sellouts were there before Caitlin Clark?
Exactly.
How many games were actually being played in big-time arenas and not smaller arenas that sit 6,000 to 8,000? Or, you know, the Connecticut team plays in a casino. Like the WNBA has changed so much over the last couple of years. It's because of the talent of the players that we all want to watch. It has nothing to do with the commissioner of the league.
I think it'd be good for Clark to release a statement. Both Angel Reese and Paige Beckers have come out saying, hey, thank you, Fee, because those were the three players mentioned by name from Fee there in that speech.
Yeah, Caitlin does need to say something. Yeah,
I know
does,
her team was in the playoffs and everything. Hey, they lost. It's over. You need to go now. Say something. Your team will no longer be affected.
Yeah, my one word to the commissioner of the WNBA.
I'll tell you what one word, stupid. Exactly. I mean, could you imagine Goodell getting out there and going, Patrick Mahomes should be, you know, kissing his lucky stars for the NFL.
It's ridiculous. You'd be like, you're a fool.
I mean, that's something Manfred would have said like 5 years ago. Otani should be lucky we have Major League Baseball so he could be a superstar. He was a superstar long before he knew about Major League Baseball, sir.
Tiger Woods should be on his knees thanking his lucky stars.
Michael Jordan should be on his lucky knees thanking David Stern for creating the NBA.
Lucky knees.
Kathy should be counting her days.
She should be thanking Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and all of the great players in the WNBA. What an idiot.
J.J. Piccolo spoke to press yesterday. He said Alex Zumwalt's going to stay. He said most of the staff's actually going to stay, but he spoke to Alex Zumwalt and kind of giving him some more confidence.
Yeah, I mean, he's a tireless worker, which, as Q said, they all are tireless workers. His creativity, his game planning, his relationship building abilities all really stand out. When you think about, you know, let's just use Bobby and Mike Kell as examples. When they first set foot in this organization, Alec was our hitting coordinator. He's grown with them throughout the last 6-7 years. For some of those guys, he's the only hitting coach that they've really known, have worked together. So there's a strong trust in what he does and what he brings. So, you know, part of being a good coach is building relationships. If you can't build relationships, then you don't have trust. So Alec, I know, is the trust of our hitters.
I think that is important. You know, you bring in a new voice. It's like when you go see a new therapist, it's hard to find a therapist. That's what a hitting coach really is. A therapist. There are going to be changes in the hitting department. It may not be the guy that we all know, the hitting coach, but you know these organizations now. They got these directors of hitting. They've got assistant directors of hitting. They got hitting departments. They call it the pitching lab and all this kind of stuff. The hitting lab, I think, is going to be changed. You heard JJ kind of allude to that. It may not be Alex Zumwalt, but it may be somebody else that could be vitally important down in the minor leagues to develop these guys so when they do come up to the big league level, we're not looking at a season like we had again. So the one word that I will use is safe, and I'll put dot, dot, dot for now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Now, if they start out slow, it's May 15th and they're still not hitting, then I think you'll probably see something in the dugout change with the Royals.
Yeah, one word's boring. It's not working. He mentions Mike Hill Garcia and Bobby Witt Jr. I mean, like, come on now. I mean, it was George Brett that got Mike Hill Garcia to turn things around. He said it here in that chair right over there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think it's time to move on from Zumwalt. But I don't make the decisions. I don't have an 82-80-win baseball team. So I trust the organization, but I do not trust Alex Zumwalt if I'm putting that on record. Coming up on the other side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.